기축구몰아까우다바깥내오르비물어까야까빡빡내놀룩마 5-4
I drinking beer I having fun I no responsibility. That's the kind of shit you've been listening to as of late, George?
Hell yeah.
You white guy?
Yeah.
I love white people, though, because I just was in Portland. One more time for Portland is the king of it. John, we'll give him a round of applause. I love his little squinty eyes.
John,
you got him. What's up? Fucking would suck your dick right now, dude.
That was intense.
Did you feel the sexual energy or what?
Oh, yeah, I felt it.
Bro, I never even seen that before.
I felt good. The way your mom would look at me and smile, it actually did remind me of my grandma. Yeah. So I got a little emotional.
I feel like that's such a victory for Filipinos, that a Korean actually shows a Filipino, like, gives it up.
What typically happens in the Philippines?
What are you talking about? Look at this Korean and look at this Filipino. They don't show me. They don't respect
us. What is that fucking supposed to mean?
You guys don't respect Filipinos.
I do. My people don't.
But your mom respects Gilbert.
My mom respects Gilbert.
So we're moving in the right direction is all I'm
saying. That's what I'm saying,
there's
too. Having fun. Look at the skirts.
Wait, what?
Look at the skirts.
That's better than up the skirts.
Yeah, look at the skirts. Yeah, because they're fashion designers.
Thank you.
Welcome to another you know, I was in Portland, and I really, this is the first time I ever felt this. Is I could live there.
You say that all the time.
About
the past 5 years.
About where?
Everywhere.
Portland.
Oh, about Portland.
Specifically
too, right?
Portland.
And Hawaii.
And Hawaii, right?
Hawaii.
Well, why can't I express myself several times?
No, because you just said this is the first time.
Oh, I did that. Well, I also lie a lot. You know what I mean? Oh, can I tell you something? This happened today. I didn't tell anybody this.
Uh-oh.
So I tried something today and it probably didn't work. So I get a call. Keegan Keys has a new show.
Mm-hmm.
I go, who? And they go, Keys. I go, yeah, I love him.
I got cocky.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love him, right? Mm-hmm. Huge Key and Peele fan. So I go, and what is it? So it's basically it's like an Amazing Race kind of a show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's Serena Williams or a celebrity with a comedian. And they go out and they do physical challenges,
mm-hmm,
and solve puzzles and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I was in there. I think I had them on my side. So I go, you know what? I'm going to do something that you guys never seen before. And there's like three executives in a room.
Was this just a general meeting?
No. See? They wanted to see if I'm. They want me.
If you're the guy.
If I'm one of the guys.
Okay.
That's cool.
So I stood up and they go, why are you standing? I go, I have a monologue. I'm improvising. And they go, but please sit down. I go, I'm standing.
Please sit down.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, too. After I'm done with my monologue, and this has never happened before, I'm just going to leave the room without saying goodbye. And they go, what? I go, yeah, I have a monologue. I'm improvising. Listen, please let me commit to this, because now if I don't do it, it's going to be even weirder.
You're going to look weak.
I'm going to look weird, weak. So I stood up, and you can tell that they were like, you know how they adjust? They don't know what. They think I might shoot up the place.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, because I had to go through the gates, and I have the proper ID, and I'm, you know, I've never done anything like that. But before, you know that. Mm-hmm. Everyone in this room knows.
I can confirm that.
Yeah. I'm a Christian. I don't believe in those kind of things.
I confirm that.
So I do this monologue. I go, I know I'm perfect for this show. I have old history with, and then I go, James Corden. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Thank God. Because I go,
where were the other
ones? Only problem is, I said, the only problem is that I have a friend who's Irish. His name is Mark. I actually said this in the room.
Uh-huh.
They go, what? I go, yeah. My friend Mark invited me to two FIFA tournaments with James Corden. And they go, yeah? And I go, yeah. I go, the first time I said I would show up, I never showed up. And apparently, it fucked the tournament up. And the second time, they hesitantly asked. And I said, no. But they really needed me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think James Corden is mad at me because I didn't show up to two FIFA tournaments. But if he's okay with it and Keegan still wants me and you guys like me, I'd love to be involved. And I just left.
What if they would have offered you something?
I just left. I know. I just left.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giggling to myself in the hallway. And then a couple of hours later, my agent called me. And he goes, why'd you do that?
your response?
I go, what? I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. You just left? I go, yeah. He goes, all right. I go, what did they say? They go, nothing. They just said you left. So maybe I got it. I don't know. Do you think I got it or not?
Sounds promising.
Does it sound promising?
Yeah. I feel like that was a power move.
But dude, how funny could that have been?
Did you hear them laugh?
A little bit.
Then you're good. You got
That's
it.
The thing.
You got
when
it.
I said goodbye and I closed the door, of course it'll listen. It got a big laugh.
Yeah.
And then one person said to the other person, is he coming back?
You
and the
for
guy
sure goes, got
and the other guy was like, no, I don't think so. What? Like that.
It was exciting for them.
Yeah, and I just laughed. So maybe, right?
That's pretty awesome.
Thanks, John.
That's a great story.
I didn't get it, I don't think.
That's a great story.
I don't think you got it, babe.
What? Now, John, are you being facetious?
No, that's like one of those things that you moved up to LA to, like, you know, be a part of something like that or hear a story.
God
like
damn.
He's so good.
I swear to fucking God, if I had the money and the means, I would hire you just to be around.
I think he's actually, he's serious, John, because he says there's something about you that makes him happy.
Oh, really? It's not even just you. I don't respect you.
And you know what?
I don't respect you. Because if you want to think that I respect you, and I want to be honest, I respect you enough to be honest.
You want insider info?
Yeah.
Pull the mic.
This is why I know he respects you. He said the other time when the last podcast that you were here, he was like, I think I have a problem because when I'm speaking, I don't play to the whole room. I'm only playing to John Na.
Yeah.
And
I said
I only care about his opinion.
Yeah, I only care about your opinion. I believe that when you have your little twinkle,
you have Koreans and Filipinos, they don't respect that.
No, they have a gook twinkle eye thing you have.
Shout out to John.
You know that twinkle guy gook thing that you do, right?
Yeah.
Where you know what I mean? You're like, you know, right direction, right? Yeah. I love it. It encourages me, and I love this guy. I love everything about him. And if I had enough money, and if I was Joe Rogan, I was cooler.
Yeah,
I would give you the world.
Wow.
But I can't give you shit.
Those words are enough.
It's enough. It's enough out of you. All right? You know what? I regret even saying that fucking bullshit.
Because ego now,
dude, right now I fed that little tiny monster inside your heart. All right? Don't get carried away.
I won't.
I love you.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm doing right now?
Yeah.
What people are saying on the internet that I'm a fake alpha male.
What is that? Where are people saying this?
Oh, on the internet.
I know the internet, but like
There's
directly
no
to you?
There's no thing as a fake alpha.
Yes. It's some guy a couple of times, not just one guy, a couple guys have said, yeah, we don't like the way he mock alpha males the room when he's really just a follower. He tries to be an alpha male. Uh-huh. And it's like, bitch, this is my clan. This is my tribe, right?
Lead wolf.
Absolutely.
We might not have a good pack.
There's this saying, though, that the loudest person in the room usually has the least to say.
That's not. Wait. Wait, I did a victory thing like this. When I did this, I go, didn't feel right.
She tricked you.
So did you trick me, or I think it's a good thing?
The way she said it.
The way you said it was bad. I don't like the way you said it. Say it again.
Do over type loud. Let's rewind. Rewind.
Rewind it.
The loudest person in the room has the least to say.
Yeah. Okay, that's not good. It didn't feel good. That was against me. Fuck you, babe. All right. You're right. I have nothing to say. I'm a fakie.
Hey, you know how you've always been against adoption?
Yeah.
And I've always been pro-adoption?
Yeah.
This one story might bring me over to your side and be against it now.
Which one is it?
So there's this couple in Michigan. I don't know if you guys heard this. Mm-mm. But they recently got arrested and charged for child abandonment because they left their 10-year-old kid in like Michigan somewhere, or in, I forget what state, and they moved to Canada with their own biological kid, right?
Yes.
And so they got charged. But then things are coming out, and now they're saying that the kid from Ukraine was faking her age, and she has this form of dwarfism, and she's actually 22, and that she's been trying to kill the parents by bleaching their coffee and trying to drag the mom into an electrical fence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And so they were so afraid, so they just put her in an apartment alone, gave her the money to live alone, and then moved to Canada.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A plot to a film.
It's like what is that movie where this is a real, there's a movie based on this.
East Asians are okay, right? In a spa.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Hear me out. Can you just hear my logic out?
I'm ready for it.
You know, being my pack.
Yes, sir.
And I'm the leader of this shitty pack. We'll get destroyed, right? But may I share some of my insights, right?
Absolutely.
He looks so scared now.
Why are you so scared?
I'm not scared. I'm over here. I'm ready to listen.
All right.
I'm ready to listen.
You know, it's so funny. I just lost my point.
I don't know. You just jumped.
No, I had a point.
Why? Because I said Ukraine.
That's okay. I got back to the point.
But Ukraine is not East Asia. It's Eastern Europe.
That's what I'm saying. So Eastern Asians, I can trust. Okay. Eastern whites, I cannot.
Gotcha.
Oh, got it. That's what I'm saying. My point.
All right. So when you adopt from an Eastern Asian, right? They go, oh, my kid turned into, he was an engineer for Boeing, you know, pretty good kid, went to church, you know, married another adopted Vietnamese girl. They had a bunch of linglings and whatever, right? Right. When you adopt an Eastern white, yeah, he likes knives. You mean your four-year-old? Yeah, he likes knives. Four. Yeah, he likes knives at four. Stabbing people. You right?
Oh, speaking of stabbings, I was chatting.
Let's
casually.
Not finish. No, let's not. Let's finish this topic out.
Okay,
though.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's see this topic.
Let the record play.
Yeah. So what you're saying is you disagree with me.
I don't disagree with you. This is the first time where I was like, whoa, you really have to be careful because documentation or doctors had, you know, checked her bone density and said, yeah, this is an 8-year-old girl. So if someone can fucking con you, even con the doctors in the medical world.
Wait.
You know.
She's so good.
How does she look
she
like
fucked
a...
with her own bone density?
No. She has a form of like dwarfism that makes her look a lot younger than she
Oh, I thought it was like she did like, it with her mind.
She was like, yeah, Meg.
Right? Like just,
mutant.
You know what I mean?
Like
but bones. No. Bones, right? But you mean deplete? I don't know. How do you even do it? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Probably have to do one of these.
Yeah. You have to put your finger to your head.
And I do a bone.
Oh, bones.
Bones.
It doesn't work that way. I'm pretty sure. Bounds. It doesn't work. Wow, she's that good, huh?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But she tried to drag the mom through an electrical fence.
I love it. Yeah, but you know what? It's like, you know, that's what you...
What would we do if that we were in the situation
I honestly, and I maybe I'm going to get in trouble with Russians. And I know that Russians really like listening to our podcast. They do. They're,
I
right?
think we might be number one interview podcast.
It might be the number one interview podcast
in Russia.
Right. Check that, George.
Right. But, and I love you guys. You guys are really good at soccer.
It's Ukraine, babe.
Oh, Ukraine. They're good at soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys are good at
gymnastics,
mining.
Sure.
It would seem as they would be.
It would seem that they would be,
right? And you guys manufacture, you know, implements, probably eating implements. Mm-hmm. I don't know much about what they export.
Here.
Well, yeah, tell me what Ukraine's good at.
Sunflower and wheat production.
I was going to say that was my eighth thing. That was my eighth thing. Sunflower and wheat? Sunflower?
Yeah, and wheat production. And also
sunflower.
They're really known for
You would think that, you know, sunflower would not be a thing that in my head that I would think when I think of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Where's Chernobyl at?
Russia.
But is it near Ukraine? I'm pretty sure it is.
They're all not that far from each other, but it's a very big landmass, so
I'm pretty sure that is too. You're right, because you know everything, babe.
No, they're neighboring, but Russia's a massive
you know
country.
Everything about everything, okay?
She's gonna strike you.
No.
Bopo right now. Bopo, bopo.
Do it. Bopo.
No, you're sick.
Oh, I am sick right now. Yeah. I'm so sorry. This thing is, he's doing well, I think, on that ESPN gig.
He's I think he's
so good.
I think he's doing good. He works a lot, mm-hmm. you know. Paul Banks is coming back too, and he texted me and because they're opening for Morrissey. Morrissey. And he wants to play ping pong. So
I
want to get a table for the new house.
We don't have space. Where?
We're gonna get the table.
Santa Ana winds are coming, so it can't be outside.
This fuck the Santa Ana. You why? Because those are my wins. That's gonna help me.
Oh, it'll help you.
Okay. Yeah, it'll help me win. I'll practice with the Santa. Okay, Anna. All right. But that's gotta happen, George. We gotta tape it. What do you think I'm gonna lose to fucking that?
I've already seen you beat him.
What was the score last time? It was close.
Two games is nothing.
But your health has deteriorated.
No. I got a Peloton.
Oh yeah, we got a Peloton.
I got a Belagus. All right. So we're going to do that. So he's coming into town. And then Schneider, too. Who's going to be a big one?
You know what I love about
okay.
speaking to family members or friends from the Philippines versus just casually speaking to friends here is that people here don't have interesting stories. Like, I just got off a conversation with my cousin Luisa, and this is the type of normal shit that she tells me. She's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so separated from her husband because she stabbed him with a barbecue stick. That's just casual conversation.
I understand that.
Over here, my friends are like, oh, yeah, did you see, like, you know, the full moon and crystals and shit like that? And I'm like, I don't give shit.
Yeah.
You barbecue know? Skewer.
There is a weakness to liberalism that I don't like. There's a faction associated with
leftist
being liberal.
Oh my God, totally
leftist
that I don't like. That's it has to do with language. Culture. It has to do with also just in terms of like, I'm not a hippie. I'm not a hippie culture kind of a guy. I'm more the opposite. I'm more like
counterculture.
What'd you say to me?
Counterculture.
Counterculture.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Counterculture.
That's.
Did it feel good to interrupt me and to correct me in that way? No. During my podcast or no, I'm asking, I'm not mad. I love you.
I apologize.
He bows too. How'd you train him to bow?
Wow, this is a good one. I'm telling you right now, dude, the day is gonna come when we make robots. You're the servant. You're gonna be the model that everyone's gonna want. Right?
Surrogate.
And your robotic parts from the waist down are gonna be huge. I mean, imagine that robotic. They would fuck the shit out of this one.
The John Knott 3000.
Yeah, yeah. We'd do John Knott 3000.
Oh, yeah.
Big asshole. Right? Little dick. Right? But that you're also like, you laugh at all the jokes during the morning, Saturday mornings with the kids. Right? Then you watch, what am I doing? Because you're the robot. So you watch the Saturday morning cartoons with the. Right? What's wrong, babe?
No, I'm trying to listen.
You are?
Yeah, yeah.
It might not make any sense.
I couldn't really keep up, no. Yeah. But I think that it's good.
Yeah. Right, so it's Saturday morning, right? You know?
I think that it's good.
Thinks it's good.
Question
That's
mark.
All I give a fuck about, you know? Oh, so here's the game. So the game we were playing before we even started is this. Mm-hmm. So there's a new movie out coming called Ad Astra.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know the answer. You cannot answer it.
Oh.
It's between these two.
We can't figure it out.
And they can't figure it out. So the game is this. So we have a friend
who was
a guest on our show, The Tiger Belly Show, who's co-starring in that movie. And I asked these two.
Hang on one second. But you've seen it?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say maybe they've seen it and he got cut out or something.
He's not cut out.
No.
Okay. He's not cut out.
We were guessing earlier.
Okay, good. I'm glad he wasn't cut out. Oof.
So Tiger.
Just think about it. Just think about it.
So none of the names we said already.
Not Pauly Shore, not Harley Quinn.
Okay, Williams. I will give you a clue.
Brian Callen.
We had a very intense conflicting.
Don't, baby, don't give me. That's almost too much already.
No, it's not. We had a very good debate about reality versus non-reality. That's not a good clue at all. We had a very
confusing.
That's a great clue.
That wasn't even a clue. That was just words.
That's a good clue, man. Keep doing those ones. Yeah, reality, non-reality.
That's not me.
Like second dimension shit, man. Right?
I confused myself.
Mind melding, dude. Mind melding, dude. It's all about mind melding, bro.
Sam Tripoli,
dude. Ad Astra. Yeah, are you on your fucking
mind? I don't know!
Sam Tripoli, fourth lead. Ad Astra. Are you on your fucking mind?
Hold on. It's not.
He said it was a comedian. So I'm trying to think.
Yes.
So not Brian Callen.
Yeah.
Not Theo. Not Chris D'Elia. Say it.
Oh, you already know who it is?
You guys?
You already know who it is?
I'm pretty confident.
All right, so stop. Okay, stop. You don't say anything, okay? You don't say anything. Do you have a guess? Do you have a guess, though? Just get a guess in your mind.
Okay.
All right, it's not here yet. Do you have a guess yet?
No.
Well, you're going to have to get one because
can
the game.
Can I just say one word and maybe you'll get it? I'm just going to make it easier
No,
for
don't
him.
Make it easier for this guy.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Don't make it too obvious.
Here.
I think
I got it. Okay, how about this? He also was in a movie that was a sequel to a classic.
Got it.
You know who it is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
He likes dogs. Nope.
He likes dogs. He does like dogs. Yeah, yeah.
Does he like?
He loves dogs.
Dogs.
So throw it out. Go ahead and go.
I don't know.
Go say it. Say it.
Wait, hold on.
Just say it.
I just panicked and forgot his name now.
Say it.
I don't know it.
Wait, you don't know? Wait.
He's thinking about
the guy with the dogs. You don't know his name either. Wait, be quiet. Be quiet, babe.
Wait, hold on.
So who's the guy with the dogs? The Jewish guy you're talking about?
I don't even know.
With the dogs. Who are you talking about with the dogs?
No, I'm not talking about Thomas Lennon.
Oh,
are
you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
Michael Rosenbaum?
No, I know Rosenbaum. I'm thinking about who had like the picture of the dogs? Am I making something up?
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, you don't have an answer.
But it's not Thomas Lennon.
No, Thomas Lennon is your aunt.
That's
a very good one.
I thought that's what you were
talking about. Thomas
Lennon? Came here to promote that thing about the dogs.
All right, so who do you have now?
That would have been my guess.
Thomas Lennon?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your guess?
Jamie Kennedy.
It is.
Oh!
Jamie Kennedy.
Wow. He's in that?
Well, I Googled it because I didn't know what it was. It got good reviews, and then I looked at the cast, and he was fourth, and then I texted him, and he goes, yeah, if they didn't cut me out. But he was high up on the thing. I wouldn't have done it if he was like 30th on the movie, but he's like fourth or fifth lead in it.
But Jamie Kennedy is a good actor.
He's a great actor, by the way. And oh, can I just say this too? Dice too. There are certain...
He's in that?
No.
Oh, God.
But there are certain comics that have the double thing. And some comics that are just born without it. And they, no matter how many classes they take, no matter how hard they try, they just don't have it. Right? Jamie has it. Right? Dice, are they the best stand-ups? They're very good at for what they do. Right? They wouldn't be... And I would put myself in their category as well, right? But they're not Bill Burr. Bill Burr is a, he's a symbol of comedy right now.
He's in a big TV show coming up.
Yeah, he is huge. Billy is, and there's guys like him that are rising to that level. But Jamie and Dice, and you know who else can act? Roseanne Barr.
Mm-hmm. Mark Maron.
Mark Maron can
he's
act.
So good.
He's so good in Glow. Yeah. He's also good in Easy.
And he's in Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you ask when people ask, whatever happened to so-and-so? He's such a funny stand-up. What happened? It's that they just never learned to do it. The other stuff that you need to learn. You know, and it's hard. You get it. Because mm-hmm. you're not from just one, discipline. Mm-hmm. Right? You need to have several disciplines. One of the disciplines you need is a live element. Because I feel like if you can act live and also do comedy live in front of an audience and they're responding, that's the key, I think. You have to, and it's scary. You have to prove your worth, but, you have it, Gilbert. Don't worry about it.
Thanks.
What?
Thanks. No, from hearing it from the...
What about me, though? What about me?
Dude, you got stuff happening.
Man. Hey, feels good.
You got stuff happening.
I got stuff. Okay.
He's got stuff happening. We can't talk about
it. What about you, John? Good?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kalila?
How about you, babe?
She's going to be a host. I really feel like...
She's going to host a VH1 show or something. I know, I get it.
Not like, I was saying 3 years. No, no, look at me.
Is that a dream of mine?
Yeah.
In 3 years, I feel like you will be doing like host work. I'm not even kidding.
I'm letting you know now, Gilbert, that I would rather... And I'm not even. I would be terrible at it, but I would rather act at a pink film
and
do softcore.
Yeah. Oh wow, you're doing Robert De Niro right now, babe.
Then do then host
shit.
Anything.
Is that Mean Streets?
Hosting's not my thing. I don't have the quickness, quick head like that.
It's all scripted.
You know what, dude? I don't even see that. You know what I see? You know how you have Oxygen Network?
Yeah.
LX.
What's
Network.
LX?
Licks Netflix.
What would be your? What would be her programming?
So many good programming. Right, Gang Life would be one.
Oh, that'd be good.
Right, Gang Life. Pasadena Gang Life.
Yeah,
you gotta hang out with the Mashed Potato Gang.
The Squiggly Lanes.
Squiggly Lanes.
Squiggly Lanes. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to get killed by them.
So, yeah,
they're legit.
They are legit.
Watch your back, especially you.
Yeah. Why?
Because the fucking Pasadena Denver Lanes, the PDL Bloods are a real thing, and you're mocking them.
They all love me, friend. All those kind of elements, they love me. We were talking about gay vampires the other day. Was it earlier?
Yeah. It was literally 5 minutes.
Yeah. Why were we talking about gay vampires?
You started.
What was I talking about?
I don't know.
No, just say it. I wanted to be clear about
something
what I was
about.
To say. You weren't in the room, right, babe?
A friend of yours
yeah.
who has cum crust.
No, that's not what I was
then
saying.
Then it went into
Who has cum crust?
No, one has cum crust, babe. No one has long enough cum.
You know,
you'd have to leave the cum on your face long enough for it to crust the fine.
An hour?
No,
that's hours.
But you know how there are people.
That's an animal. Wipe your face off when the cum's on there.
Do you guys
don't crustify it?
Does it bother you when people have like white crust on the side of the mouth when they speak?
I have it.
No.
Lately, I've been having it. I don't know why.
Okay,
you even said it. Like last week, you said it. You have that white cum crust thing.
No, because you had a powdered donut.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Powdered sugar.
It was, but you don't naturally.
I don't have no idea. Yeah.
I think people who like chew a lot of gum get that, like little white thing.
Yeah. I was talking about Peter Kim. So Peter Kim and I pitched the show, the Peter and Peter route, essentially. But a lot of it has, I think with the.
Papa's involved.
We're involved, right? And so he might have sold it. And so all I was saying is and that's how we got into, you know what I mean? I was joking around saying that Peter's a gay vampire and, you know, sometimes I let him suck the cum out of my dick. And I go bite into it with your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vampire.
Is that the show you pitched?
And he goes, no, I'd rather just suck it out. So he doesn't bite the, you know what I mean? He wants me to squirt the cum in his mouth.
Because one's not
That's so
gay.
Funny. Have you seen his Instagram story today? It's actually all about cum. Can I play it for you?
Oh yeah, I guess.
It makes sense that you would think this about Peter, because here, let me.
I'm proving my point.
Yeah.
Shout out to Peter.
I love Peter.
I love Peter.
Here he goes. This is his Instagram.
He's addicted to it.
They lay down tart for me, and then they start to squirt.
Bobby's not lying, guys.
Does that sound like a gay vampire to you? Who says squirt that many times? Gay vampires.
Peter Kim.
And if you look at his story, it's all about cum today.
All right. Okay.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
He was like, it's not what you think. And it was like something on his body. And then the second part of the story, he was like, just kidding, it's cum.
He has cum crust.
You know what God fucked up? I just thought of this. Is a third sack.
Four.
So you have two sacks, right? For the cum. There's a third sack in between the two sacks that's a little smaller.
Science alert.
Science alert. You know what it is?
Flavoring.
It's like those Coke machines.
Yes.
You choose the different flavors.
Flavoring. Right. You can go diet even. No sugar.
Yeah.
Right.
For who?
For... You sound so scared.
Who's the flavoring for?
For my cum.
So you can enjoy your own cum?
No. I mean, I would check out the flavors, yeah. If I went to the store, like, we have new flavors, and I would be like, let's see. They have samples, probably.
Yeah.
You take a little sample, put in the third sack, the little one, right? And you go, root beer.
Yeah.
They're like, it's pretty close. And you're like, yeah, it is. A little creamy. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think God should have done that. That'd be cool, the third little sack with flavoring.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. When I die, I have notes for God. Do you have that? Do you have notes for God? I have like human notes.
So
like,
third sack. What else would you? For the human body?
You know about this. You know about my other one. The anus at the bottom of the foot.
Oh yeah.
That's the easiest. That's the easiest. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could shit anywhere.
But your shoe though.
Your shoe has an opening. Your shoe has a little mechanism. Goes click click. The anus is at the heel, right? Yeah. You stick your foot. You could stick your foot in a hole, right? And you're shitting like this, right? You're right in a hole, right? And you go, hey, Danny. Yeah? How's Margo? Oh, she's getting good grades. Yeah? Excuse me for a second. See ya. God, take notes.
Yeah, but then...
Flavor packs? Butthole on the bottom of the foot? What else
would have to, like, fuck... You would have to fuck feet.
If you liked anal.
Yeah, if you were like anal.
Okay.
Yeah. So and you could still do it.
So West Hollywood, you just...
Right.
Walk it down. Or was foot-fiving.
Yeah. Or maybe like... Or maybe the gay man's right leg, where the hole is, the right foot, is much more muscular than most straight men's.
Oh, like an arm.
Because they use it like in a different kind
like
of way.
Like tennis player?
Tennis elbow. Yeah.
Tennis elbow is an injury.
It's like tennis elbow, right?
We'll just say it's like tennis elbow.
Right. And then, like, you know, guys like Elon Musk, they put like You know what I mean? Like an extra like electrical like future leg yeah. thing where it's like a power leg.
Yeah.
So you're like that you all day, every day. Anyway.
Buy stuff for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can we learn so much? We should be inventors.
Yeah. These are all classic ideas.
Yeah, we should be inventors. Will you hate me, babe, right now?
I don't.
Am I off today? I feel like I'm on a little bit. you give me looks like I'm off, but I don't feel like I'm off. I feel like I'm okay.
I just thought.
Oh, I'm off.
I don't think she's on board with anus foot. I just don't think that's her jam.
No, we've said it before. I think that's what it is. I don't think like. I don't think she likes when we repeat things.
Yeah, it's a thing of mine.
Yeah.
I get
but
that.
But also I find that it's necessary because when I go to other podcasts, I repeat myself. So who am I to say anything? Oh, I did Eric Griffin's podcast last week.
How was the chemistry?
I went all the way to the other side of town for it.
Yeah, he lives in Century City. It's insane.
Yeah.
He like underneath like all those underpasses. It's like it's insane.
It's really far.
Oh.
And I go, what are you living here? And you go in it and it's like a time machine, right, babe?
But Eric's a sweet
man. We're not making fun of him. We're not making fun of him.
You know what? He loves you and your brother so deeply. Yeah. And you guys should be nicer to him.
But there's something off.
About what?
When you see a guy who's a stand-up, television, you know, films, this and that, and you go into his kitchen and they have like that poster with the dogs gambling.
Oh, from Rover Dangerfield?
Right, but like those are like the those classic. Are sign classic
My
signs.
Favorite cartoon.
Yeah, those are classic signs or there's something wrong going on. Like if I flipped over that thing, there's bloodstains, right? Or like a message that says greed in blood.
Is this like
and you're like,
in
it's,
seven?
It's starting. Yeah, it's starting.
Like the movie
seven,
seven.
It's starting. Like he's that kind of guy.
I can't corroborate this.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
You will because we're gonna break into his house and we're gonna get fingertips and prints, all of it. He's killed somebody. He's done something.
Mm.
That house is unnatural. Anyway, go ahead.
I only mentioned it because I wanted to defend him, and I think his home is a very normal, cozy home.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a real person. He has office supplies. Like, you know, it's so weird when you think of someone as a very, like, 2D. You don't think of them as real because yeah. you just see you have a very, he does their podcast. He's very funny.
It's on TV.
But then you go into their home and you look at, you know, the pens that they buy.
Mm.
They're actually responsible.
Yeah, like the Post-its and the little reminders.
Did you go?
And their laundry folded. And you're like, wow.
Yeah. Did you go into his kitchen?
I did.
Did you go into this little storage place where you put the Parmesan cheese and all that kind of stuff?
I didn't go
the pantry.
That
oh, the pantry. Thank you. That's
no,
the
I didn't
word.
Go
Thank
that
you.
Deep.
All right. Well, go in there. Okay. Right. Did you see the little bottle there that doesn't seem like it should be there? Press on it.
Oh, lever.
Oh, it opens. Holy shit! What's going? There's stairs. I wonder what's down here. You go down there, and there's a white guy, right? Just hear me out, mm-hmm. right? And a woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
So is a married
but
couple?
Mainly, no, they don't know each other.
They're not married?
Yeah, yeah. The woman's dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the woman's dead. I forgot to say that.
So the guy's
he's
alive.
Been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
But the guy's still there, right? And he's just like, you don't know if... Anyway. Nothing. Now I'm getting into territory. We're going to have to cut some of this stuff out.
I'm going to interject.
Yeah, yeah, interject
I'm
going
to interject yeah, yeah, yeah. and mention something that he told me, and I want to know what you think about it.
Go ahead.
So Eric thinks that that there's a part of me that has completely shied away from like my sexuality, that I no longer, when he says, when I first met you, you were just so, you know, you were oozing sexuality.
Mm.
And then now you know, you dress like a slob, basically. And so he was saying, you know, maybe you should walk around the house with, like, basically he's telling me to wear itchy lingerie around the house.
Okay,
he thinks that I should put out a thirst
you
trap for
you. You deserve better.
You deserve
better.
That's not. That's,
I think
what
that's
the
wait,
fuck
let's just get to let's get to the
that's what you took
yeah let's get to the root
oh my
right.
God, I'm so glad. Such a great listener.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm listening to everything you're saying. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying.
He's saying that I should do more.
Exactly.
I should do more
and I should do more and I apologize.
What?
I gotta be better.
I'm so confused.
You know what I'm saying. All right.
No, then.
What you're basically saying is that what Eric is saying is
I somehow decode what I just said.
Changed you, right?
What?
Over the years, And now I have you in some sort of mind controlled or mind meld kind of a situation. Just let me hear. Just let me think. Let me think out loud.
Yeah.
You mind?
Good.
I think that's where the magic is. Let me think out loud.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And then you can check this.
Yeah. Okay. I think that he's saying some bullshit that like I somehow, you know, unfeminized you. Is that even a word?
It is now.
Yeah. Through time. And that you used to wear. Yeah. You used to be tanner. It used to be a little bit more.
Like tan club.
Yeah, don't either. Used to be a little bit more like ditzy. You know what I mean? But you're the smartest person I know. You're the brightest person I know. You're the most complex person I know. You're everything to me, babe. So you can listen to that fat black fuck. That flack fuck. Right? All you want. I don't give a fuck now. And people go, you're fat shaming him, this and that. Have you seen his body? Right? If you have eyes, you've seen it then. There's something wrong. Unhealthy. Okay. Stop drinking grease. Oh my God, I'm going too far. He's a great guy.
I think that you're, that's Help definitely love him. Not what he said.
I love him.
And he was saying basically,
I know, I'm
totally like,
kidding. I'm kidding.
Fact checked it. Fact checked
I love him. Yeah. You're right. I'll get better, babe. I'll be a better person. I love you so much. You deserve something better. She deserves a better boyfriend. I'm the worst.
No, you know, we deserve to be better for each other. I need to be better, too.
There we go. That's all I wanted to hear.
Would you raise her arm?
That's all I wanted to hear.
Is that a victory?
We're doing it together.
We're doing it together.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Get real good, huh, Dad?
We're going to get really good. And, you know, I want to thank you, too, babe, for the help that you gave my mom. My mom loves you. You really, you saw how fucked up I am with my mom.
Yeah.
It's a weird family.
Are we allowed to be honest?
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah, go ahead.
So what I noticed on her trip to LA was you guys have a very vocal love where you say big I love yous, but you're very little on the gesture, very avoidant.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
They don't pick her up from the airport. They don't drop her off at the airport. They don't really spend a lot of time with her. It's very concentrated, like bursts of time together. Like they'll spend 10 minutes with her and then all of a sudden, and then they'll be like, okay, Kalila, like you take her around town.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you just don't really spend time with each other. You can only handle each other in short bursts and none of you guys listen to each other. It's kind of I loved her company.
I love her.
But it was a very head-scratching weekend for me where I'm like, dang, that's one way to show love, I guess.
And you were saying we played hot potato with my dad's
ashes. Ashes, yeah. You guys are playing hot potato with your dad's ashes. His mom, okay, this is what happened.
Let's rewind real quick.
Let's rewind.
No, let's rewind real quick. The whole reason why she was here in the fucking first place.
Yes, so she gives me, she doesn't
The whole reason why is because she doesn't want the ashes.
Okay, and then you didn't pick up her phone call, so she calls me from Arizona.
Right, so she kept calling me. I knew it was about the fucking ashes.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, like, let me mail it to you, or whatever, right? And I go, no. I spent extra $60 or $80 to keep the ashes in the mortuary,
mm-hmm.
right? And they go, why? Because I know my mom thinks that, like, because the ashes are split into two boxes,
oh.
right? So my mom thinks that half of my dad's ghost is going to haunt her if she has half of the box, right? So she kept both boxes at the mortuary. And I said, let me, because she's not going to want them. So I might pick them up a year from now. Let me pay you extra, right?
Yeah.
But no, she brings these fucking two boxes right back to LA.
Well, I get a phone call on a Thursday night. And she says, Kalila, Bobby is not picking up my phone call. Can you buy me a ticket to go to LA tomorrow?
Mm.
And I was like, well, why? What's happening? What's the occasion? Because, you know, she was supposed to be here in a couple weeks, right? And she's like, oh, I'm picking up the ashes tomorrow morning and I don't want to spend the night with the ashes. So I have to fly to LA the same day to drop off the ashes.
Wow.
There was a whole reason why she was here.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then like, I didn't want the ashes. So I told Steve to take both. And he doesn't want both. He's scared of it. So I go, I'll fucking take, I guess, the other half.
Oh, yeah.
So now
yeah.
it's in our new studio.
Also, I'm not, I also, yeah, it is. But I also don't know.
Behind Gilbert.
Yep.
I also don't know the percentage of if I open up the box,
oh gosh,
how much of those ashes is fully my dad?
That's what creeps me out. If it was fully your dad, I'm okay with that. But what if there are others?
That's what I'm saying.
Other energies.
There's definitely others.
That's right. Because they don't clean out that what is that, this furnace every single time, right? So,
no.
You know what I mean? There's some...
Or some kind of person he's offended in the past.
Yeah, yes.
Oh. And they might retaliate.
I see. I'm just saying it's not purely... I don't guarantee it's 100% my dad's ashes. That's impossible in my mind. So what is it? We don't know.
So what should we do with the box?
We're gonna keep it down there.
It's in our podcast.
We're gonna keep it down there.
Well, it's gonna be behind Gilbert the whole time. You see where we put it?
Yeah. But you know what's cute is the photo my brother had for the box. It's really cute.
Yeah.
It's hard to look at.
That's a good pick of your dad.
It's a good pick of my dad. It's hard to look at. I can't even. It's so funny. I'll lay down, or I'll just be in the backyard vaping, and I'll just get this random thought of my dad. And it'll completely alter my day and my mood from then on. It's such a weird sensation of like, I think I'm running from the fact that he died. I know I keep saying it because, you know, it's what, 3 or 4 episodes in now. I'm still dealing with it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I want to be real, okay? Here's another thing I want to say to all the comics. We've had a couple of fallouts. I've tried to fill in those gaps with comics that have asked me 10,000 times to be on my fucking podcast. Mm-hmm. If you get these windows of opportunity to do Tiger Belly, just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm 100%. It's my mom again. Look, I'm going to just read it. I don't know what this text is.
It's probably a nice, loving text, and you should respond lovingly.
I've been in bed for 2 days. Oh, why are you laughing?
Asian accent.
Wow, he loves everything.
He loves everything.
You do that.
Don't like everything. I'm going to say it again. That shouldn't make you laugh.
Okay. Yeah.
John, look at him, though.
Happy.
You doubled down.
What is he saying?
Yeah, I've been bad, but...
Okay, man.
All right.
So you just
I've been bad,
it.
But today... For days, okay. Whenever I try to get up, I couldn't. Oh, my God. Because I've been having dizzy spells.
Oh, no.
This isn't the first time. I'll recover from it. Don't worry. I'll never leave my... Boys alone. Love you so much. Good night. Oh my God, she's dying.
Why would she say that?
What the fuck is going on? All right, well, let's go back to this then. My finger. Okay, I fucked up my finger.
From?
So, 10 years ago, my finger split. Okay?
Oh.
And then it split down the middle, and then it grew back okay, but then all of a sudden, this half fell off. You're not interested in what I'm saying?
No, just making sure the time.
What the fuck,
matching? Your finger split in half.
No, let me see.
No, forget it. Hold on.
Oh, I know what finger you're talking
Thank
about.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was texting your mom.
I know you're fine. You all right?
Yeah, I was getting the unhelpful ready.
Was that mean that we have time?
Oh my God, your finger, it fell off.
I know. So
I just want to explain to you what the fuck?
What this the deal is.
That's a blessing from God. Thank God. I've been waiting.
I know, she's been praying for it.
Why is it?
Because I think it's fungus infested. So,
don't stop fucking saying it that way.
Tell
everyone it's fungus affected, and then when I shake people's hands, they go, "Is it infected?" I go, "Not my fucking hands."
Oh,
don't say it. Anyway, I'm going to tell you what happened. Half of it fell, so I'm like, I got to even it out. So I broke the other half, but it was still like not ready, so it hurt real bad. Like the most pain I've ever felt.
How much did it bleed?
A lot. Anyway, let's move on.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila. Bobby and all, my father-in-law is Korean and a business owner in LA. For years, he has asked my wife and I to consider moving back to LA to work for him. I have a comfortable 6-figure job where we currently live, but now he's offering a job with a new company at more than double my salary. My wife and I are very hesitant because it would mean I would be working with him every day. He hired his brother a few years back, and they ended up not speaking for more than a year. I get along with my father-in-law very well, and this is an amazing opportunity, but we still feel very hesitant and don't want to make a choice out of greed. What would you do? Extra details. We have 2 kids, 6 and 1. Makes moving harder. We would have to live with my in-laws in the short term, and we currently live about 12 hours from LA.
Should he work with his...
The only way to make it in life, in my opinion, is to take big risks. And a lot of times, you know, the answer isn't easy. And a lot of times it isn't always about, am I completely and utterly happy in this situation? Sometimes it's about, will this give my kids, you know, an opportunity down the road, because I'll make more money, they'll get better opportunities because of that, right or no?
I have a different point of view about that.
Oh.
Sounded like a perfume commercial.
Yeah, I just...
I think the bigger risk...
No, I know, I just want it.
Okay, all right.
You differ from it?
I do. I think...
Entirely?
I think the biggest risk you can ever make is choosing money over happiness. That's, to me, too big of a risk to take. If you like where you are now, six figures is a great income for a family of four. If you're, you know, I don't know where you live, but LA is super expensive, and you would be making double here, but you would be spending double here. I just think that that's too much of a... It already sounds like you have all these trepidations, and they're probably valid, and you should listen to, unless you had a 17-year-old kid who said, Dad, let's move to LA and help me because there's this career. You know what I mean? Like, if you knew for a fact that you were helping and boosting your family in a way other than just financially, then I would say make the move. But if it's just for financial gain, I wouldn't give up the happiness that I have now.
I would suffer through it. I'm gonna commit to my point of view, I think.
That's fine. And that's why you are where you are and I am where I am.
You're in a better place.
No, that's not what I said. Financially, you're in a better place. You took, you know, bigger risks. Oftentimes in my life,
I don't want to start a fight with you, baby. I want to have a good life with you.
I know, but
I woke up today and I was a little groggy and stuff, but I just said to myself, I want to have a good life with you. All right, so I'll be better.
Why do you keep deciphering everything?
Okay.
I'm always going to choose love and family over money. Always.
Me too, but it's me too, but me too. But baby, I'm just saying
me too, but
you know, it's like a lot of times, you know, I'm not saying to do this for the rest of his life, but sometimes you have to take a risk, because by him moving here and coming and taking a risk, he's scared, but he's going to meet new people, right? He's going to meet people with other ideas about whatever he, you know. And it just opens up his world, is what I'm saying.
How do you know that his world isn't open and that he's not meeting new people every day in his life now?
And I'm sure he
LA is not the only place you can do that. You can live a very big, meaningful life anywhere in the world, anywhere on the planet. LA is not the hub for that. In fact, I will say this. I have not met a lot of people since moving back to Hollywood. I met a lot of people when I lived in Long Beach. I met a lot of people when I lived everywhere else. For me, it's a little bit harder really having deep friendships living where I live now.
Yeah, I have a Korean way of looking at it, I think. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you're all about pragmatism and financial gain.
There is a part. No, it's not even that. And by me saying it, I realize that it's been conditioned, right? You have somewhere to go? What's wrong?
No.
Okay. I just feel like, you all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Finish your thought.
I don't. That's why I said it, because I forgot what
I know.
I was looking at it. I was like, "Why did he stop?"
He said, "Being Korean, you're conditioned."
Oh, there we go. That's what. But these are all here. You have to understand. Let's backtrack a little bit. And these are different things that I've learned by doing this. Is that when something, when I have a fart, what I've been doing, trying to do, is just try to be non sequitur about it and just ask a random question. So that maybe that's going to trigger, give me that last couple of seconds that I need. So that's what it was.
I thought Kalila knew that.
All right. So by being, when I, now I know what my point was. And what I mean by being Korean is that I just have a thing that my dad did, which was, you know, I'm opening up a store in a different city. You're not going to see me as often. Maybe at months at a time, you won't see me. But know that I'm doing it so that we can put food on the table. You know, it's for you, I'm doing it, right? And we understood that as a family. So go to Sacramento. I'm not saying that that's the best way
you're in Sacramento? No, they're not.
No, I'm talking about my dad did that. My dad went to Sacramento. Yeah. My dad went to Sacramento to do that for us. Right? So there's two different points of views, but... You know,
this is it seems, it would appear that the offer has all the bells and whistles. But that's, to me, is just an illusion. It's the illusion of being in a big city. It's the illusion of having a higher power job. It's all an illusion. I guarantee you, you will feel no different, not any more powerful by living here. I tell this to my sister, Honey, a lot because she's in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. She has four kids back home. She's married to a lawyer and she has her own, she runs her own business back there, right? And she always has dreams of coming to America. And she's like, oh, you know, because she has her nursing degree. She's like, oh, I'm just going to come over and maybe we can just start a life there. And I was like, well, do you like your life now? She's like, yeah, I love my life now. Like everything, she has everything that she's ever wanted. Mm. You know, the dogs, the home, the cars, the job, the husband, the life. And I was like, don't come here. You'll be miserable. Mm. It's all an illusion. Like I am not happier where I am now than she is over there. And I can guarantee you that. And I would be very careful about, you know, being swayed and then looking at things that appear shiny from afar because it's not, it doesn't feel shiny when you get there. That's all I'm saying.
Mm. You're right.
We've got to get the last word.
You're right.
You guys are...
Right? But I need to win this argument. Let me try one last thing.
Okay.
To win it. Okay?
It wasn't an argument. It's just a
I just need to win my thing. If you move here, dude, I'll take you to dinner.
Game.
Honestly, you move here, I swear to God. You move here, I'll take you to fucking Morton's, wherever you want to go.
Ooh.
Whatever the best. Boa, wherever you want to go. Right? With you and your wife. Right, I need to know what the address you're moving into so we have the facts that you are moving here. Mm-hmm. Right, I need to win. All right, so please move to LA.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
Actually, better.
Do you have a restaurant offer for him?
I can take you to a mom and pop shop,
but don't move. But don't move here because you know that Kalata is right.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not right.
I think Kalata is right. I think your gut instinct's right. I want you to be happy. Don't be... you know what, dude? You're right. I've made too many sacrifices for this fucking bullshit dream of mine. It's not worth it. Be happy.
Move where the love is.
Move where the love is.
And I don't think you should ever operate based on fear or feeling like, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. Just move. Yeah, just...
Move or don't.
Move where the love is. You already have it at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Make your life big there, you know, like wherever, even if you live in fucking, what's a shit town?
Bakersfield.
And Bakersfield, Riverside. A lot of rich people because of agriculture. Yeah,
yeah. Where we went there for that show?
Victorville. Yeah. Victorville.
Victorville's not bad.
Okay.
Can we just make up a town?
Hesperia.
Asparagus. I hate asparagus.
Game.
Asparagus.
I hate asparagus.
You really don't like it?
No, it's like tubes. It's tubes of green. I don't
spears,
like
it. Spears, they're called spears.
Yeah, but it's tubes.
Tubes of green. So it's a
and
good
when
album.
You bite into it, it's like it's hollow, but not. I don't like it.
I read this one interesting thing about asparagus where all of us pee, you know, when you have that asparagus smelling thing, but not all of us have the genes to smell it.
Mm.
So it's not that your pee doesn't smell when you eat asparagus, it's just that you can't smell it.
Yes. And I do eat stuff that affects my poo and pee. You are right. And I only eat it so I can see what the effect of it is.
Are you into digestibles or non-digestibles?
Beets, like beets. You know I eat a lot of beets.
What happens when you eat beets?
Oh, it just makes my pee dark. It's like, you know what you know Dark Phoenix?
Yeah,
right?
The movie? Yeah.
Yeah, when she's crying, the Phoenix.
Yeah,
that's what my pee looks like.
Oh yeah, and he drinks a lot of Pepto-Bismol because he likes his tarry shit.
Yeah, so I like my poo
black,
really black and tarry. What? If you drink
from the bismuth,
listen to me right now. If you want to change and you want magic, you want to learn how to do magic, I'm going to show you. Drink a whole bottle of Pepto-Bismol
definitely
tonight.
Definitely don't do that.
Tomorrow, your poo will look like dark lava rock,
like obsidian.
Ooh,
it'll look like it's on fire. Dark black lava rocks. Remember like in that Chernobyl HBO thing? The shit that they found on the rooftops? That's what your poo looks like.
Also worth noting that granite. If you have tarry shits, you should probably get checked because you probably have internal bleeding.
That's right.
Contact your local government.
That does happen.
Yeah.
That was a great episode. I thought we learned about signs.
So much.
I thought we learned about past things.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we not, George?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it? I was thoroughly entertained by our own voices.
I wrote down one of the best of the year. This is getting clipped for the best of the year at the end of the year.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Do we not do it together?
I feel like you carried most of
the show.
Thank you.
We did it.
You look, babe, I think that Stella's getting her groove back.
Start on it. We did it.
I think you're getting your groove back.
Adiop.
Before we go,
what?
Whitaker or Adesanya?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
What your final pick, or if you don't have to choose anyone, but your thoughts.
Whitaker is my most favorite fighter in all of UFC. Has been for the past year.
Really? Favorite?
I love him.
In fact,
he's the only fighter I follow on Instagram. I love him.
Sorry, DC.
Let me ask you.
You need to follow DC.
I got a new phone, okay? And I have the email thing. You know how it says the email, the amount of emails? What's a lot?
2,000.
Mine, which is 5,000.
Okay, oh.
That's a lot?
Yeah,
that's what yours says?
Yeah.
Jeez. Mine says 17,000. What does that mean?
I thought I had a lot.
10 years worth of emails.
So there's 10 years worth of emails that I haven't even opened?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know what you should do?
What?
We should go dig deep into...
Respond.
You should look at what you used to say to ex-girlfriends. That's what sometimes...
I never emailed anybody. That's
yes,
the problem.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
Oh, you think I have?
You emailed?
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna look for one.
Let me go to my deep.
Let me look for...
Wait, so, Clyla, you want Whitaker or Adesanya? I think the people
want
to know.
I want Whitaker always.
I'm with Whitaker with the Clyla on that one. I love him.
Adesanya.
But Adesanya's great. Go ahead.
I love you, Adesanya.
And then what do you want?
Stylebender.
Ooh.
Whoa.
He even did the nickname.
Who else is fighting that night tomorrow? On Saturday, I mean.
Let's look up.
Should be a good card, huh?
We have...
Mm-hmm. All right, so
I like Kinta. Oh, it's really not
Kunta Kinte.
I like
Kunta Kinte
and Dan Hooker.
Is that racist? Saying Kunta Kinte? I don't think so. That's
a character name.
All right.
That's not racist, right?
You can say that. If you keep saying it might turn into a racist thing.
That's what some racist Australians used to call my sister, because my last name's Q and they used to call her Kunta Kinte.
Oh, it's funny.
That's kind of good.
That's another shirt, guys. Kyunta Kinte.
Because, you know, my sister is very dark in the summer. And
no.
Like...
Kyunta Kinte, and then make Kalila look like...
You know, hey, you can blackface me?
Yeah, blackface Kalila.
No,
please make
racist.
The shirt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Kyunta Kinte.
No.
No.
Yeah, do
oh,
it.
Oh, my God.
I know
so
you,
you're
internet.
Very tone
I love
deaf
internet.
There about... Very tone deaf.
Anyway, what else
with
is going
the times.
On? What else is going on?
We're okay. Done.
That's our show.
Let's finish it.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I don't know. I'd like to. I don't touch my feet.
What happened? Is it wet?
Yeah, I want to say something to Bob.
What is happening, Kalila? Can you please focus?
I want to say something to my partner of 6 years.
She's gonna break up with me
right now.
Are you gonna propose?
No.
Oh.
I want to say. Am I allowed to say it?
Go ahead.
Are you gonna be listening?
What is it?
What?
Is it personal?
No.
I don't want any personal thing right
no,
now.
No,
I'm
super
done,
personal.
I'm done with the personal,
I'm done with the personal
okay,
stuff.
Go ahead. What is it?
I want to say that we've been through a lot the last couple months. Mm-hmm. As you've been through a lot the last couple months. But I'm happy to see that you're slowly coming out of the thick gray cloud. And I'm glad to have you back.
Oh. Ayataya.
In
that's
bed.
All. Was thank that you. So bad?
No, that was not bad.
Okay, can you help me?
you got it, babe, huh?
She's falling.
Babe, you got it. No, babe, you got it. Sorry. Help her. No? Okay, you got it. You got the legs.
God damn it.
Anyway, I don't know much about anything. Thank you. What else? We good?
Waiting for you.
We just ended
anyway,
it
good night,
already.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Thanks again to our lovely sponsors, Hims, Voodoo, Manscaped, and Candid. Order now to get started with Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 a day while supplies last. For more information, go to 4hims.com/belly. Watch free movies like Con Air and The Fifth Element. Head over to voodoo.com/tigerbelly to sign up and start watching instantly. That's VUDU.com/tigerbelly. Get 20% off free shipping and a free travel bag with the code belly at manscaped.com. We are loving that travel bag. I'm going to have a photo ready smile by the holidays. Boom, right here. So you can too. Go to candidco.com, Tiger Belly, and use the code Tiger Belly to get $75 off. like me, you can't have straight teeth. Right, Kalila? Or like Kalila, see, look how straight her teeth are.
No, I like my gaps.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I'm keeping mine.
Fine, I'll get my teeth straight. We rely on you to make Tiger Belly great. Get your questions on Tiger Belly by emailing us at adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. And that's one more time, adviceunhelpful@gmail.com. You can follow everything at Kalila at
Calamity K.
Everything John Na at
John Nana.
Everything George at
George_Kimmel.
Get him to 20K, I guess. That's the new goal. Everything. Bobby Lee tour dates. Make sure you go to BobbyLeeLive.com and also check him out at Bobby Lee Live. Good night.
All right.
Do you want to talk about anything else? Okay.